Is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado State University will soon begin a search to find a new president. Joyce McConnell has served as the university's president since 2019, but she said Thursday that she will step down from her role at the end of the month. The Board of Governors will pay McConnell $1.5 million to buy out the rest of her contract. CSU expects to name an interim president by next month. Colorado fire officials are traveling the state this week to hear from local firefighters. CPR News reporter Miguel Otárola visited a meeting in Fort Collins.
Two dozen first responders are spending their lunch break telling the state about the many non-fire responsibilities that fall on them these days. Ron Sims with the Poudre Fire Authority says that only 3% of their time is spent fighting fires.
Classic system was built on four-minute travel time and firefighters playing checkers waiting to go to the next fire, and you know, I just think we have to really think about what it is that we're doing and modernize it and make it better for the risk that's there.
They say that includes focusing more time and resources on natural disasters and emergencies they're trained for, like last year's Marshall Fire in Boulder County. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A man has died following a glider crash in Garfield County. Sheriff's deputies responded to the crash at the Rifle Garfield County Airport Thursday afternoon. The victim's name has not been released and the cause is still unknown. A heat advisory is in effect for the Grand Junction area through Sunday. Expect daytime temps in the 100s and nighttime temps close to 70 degrees. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 99 degrees. This is CPR News.